Anytime there's revival, redemption plays an important role in it. And anytime there's personal revival, redemption plays a significant role. It's impossible to have revival without redemption. In the last few weeks in particular, my heart and focus has been to go back and visit that word that God spoke to us over the years about revival, and that he said it was one person at a time and one parish at a time. And sometimes when I think about global revival or geographical revival, you know, anytime you operate in any, at any level in prophetic things, you're also called to intercession. And it can be a little bit overwhelming in a necessary way when you think about geographical and global revival, though you do call out for that and cry out for that. There are people who cry out for revival in our city, in our state, in our country, around the world. And then when you reduce it down to a parish, it seems to be a little bit easier to believe for. But what I've really come back to is the Lord speaking in my heart about individuals, just persons entering into revival. And as I mentioned to you last Sunday, that if revival, even if it comes geographically, all of us agreed that we would all still have to personally enter in, that it would require something personally from all of us, that each of you would have to pay some personal price, that there would be some personal encounter you'd have to experience. You don't just get swept in and wake up one day knowing revival without some kind of personal encounter with Jesus. And so the question we ask is, why are we waiting? If revival can be known personally, why do you have to wait for it to be geographical? Why can't we enter into it now? And maybe you're the person God will use to trigger. A fire doesn't have to be advertised. And maybe you'll be the person that God uses to trigger a revival in your family, or in our parish or in the city. The issue is, it's about persons. And God's calling each of us to make our own personal choice to consecrate our lives to Him in a new way and experience a new beginning in the Lord. And we define revival, and this is not my original thought, but by people who've been involved in revivals throughout the centuries, is revival is simply a new beginning, either in a life, or in a geography, or culture. There are all kinds of manifestations of revival, but that's basically what it is. In a believer's life, there are probably several times in their life as they're near the end, where they'll look back and they'll go, I can see three or four distinct times when I experienced real revival. Or maybe more than that, multiple times. When God did a work in my life and there was a fresh work of repentance and a fresh work and deeper work of consecration and surrender and a new beginning for me as a believer.